Training Camp presented by Xfinity. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro along with Chris McPherson. It's our final Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity as we close shop on this training camp. You know what that means, Chris? The players can go home. They've been living in a hotel for the last month. They can now go home and sleep in their own beds and get ready for the regular season. But we've got a preseason game to talk about tomorrow night against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Very good one. It's a Steelers team that on paper should contend for the AFC crown this season if they remain healthy. The problem is there's no Ben Roethlisberger, no Antonio Brown, no Le'Veon Bell, no D'Angelo Williams. So it's not going to be the A squad that the Eagles stars will see on Thursday night. But still, these two teams will meet week three of the regular season, and the Eagles need to do everything possible to get ready for that September 11th matchup in week one against the Cleveland Browns.
7 o'clock kickoff on Cozy TV, Comcast Sportsnet in Philadelphia, and the NFL Network in this great country of ours. We've got some players to watch. We first want to give you the update on the injuries first. No Carson Wentz, no Jordan Matthews, and no Michael Kendricks. No Mike Martin, who Eagles defensive tackle was making a run at a roster spot, hasn't practiced the last 3 weeks. And the old saying in the NFL, you can't make the club if you're in the tub. But Mike Martin really has to get back on the field to make this roster.
No question. So we'll keep the focus on the defense here. And Dave and I will go through a couple players to spotlight on defense and offense. And I'm going to start with, in the defensive backfield, Ron Brooks, a player who came over with Jim Schwartz, you know, played for him in Buffalo in 2014. He's never been a full-time starter on the outside in his career. He was getting looks at the first team unit in that regard, but Nolan Carroll, I think, has put a serious challenge into that position. Carroll played very well in the preseason opener against the Buccaneers. So Brooks ideally can move inside into the slot, but Malcolm Jenkins said the other day that he wants to go back to work in the slot in 2016, just like he did at times in the 2015 season. So Brooks, I think, is going to need a strong performance to maintain that slot position and also try to maintain himself in that competition on the outside.
I do not see Malcolm Jenkins in the slot. I think the Eagles would like to keep him deep with Rodney McLeod. They ran into trouble last year bringing Chris Maragos off the bench in coverage. Eagles are better served with Brooks in the slot and then McKelvin, and then who else steps up at the other starting cornerback position. My defensive player to watch is a rookie, and he shined last week in a reserve role. Joe Walker, a seventh-round draft pick from Oregon, proving in the preseason opener that, at least for that night, he can back up the starter, Jordan Hicks. Now, we had heard for weeks that the Eagles were interested in veteran Steven Tulloch. We haven't heard that since the preseason opener, and that's because Joe Walker played very well, attacking the line of scrimmage, tackling very, very well, showing that he belonged in the NFL. So this is his second week. This is his second chance. Show some consistency, earn the coach's trust, and maybe Joe Walker is good enough, mature enough, and experienced enough to be the backup to Jordan Hicks.
I like that one right there. So let's go to the offensive side of the football. And we've all been talking about the wide receiver position, especially after the addition of Dorial Green-Beckham. The receiver I'm keeping my eye on Thursday night is receiver Chris Givens, a veteran who only played 5 snaps in the preseason opener against the Buccaneers. And that tells me the coaches really like what he brings to this football team. They see a big role for him. Now, Givens was not thrilled about the addition of Green Beckham, you know, saying that basically he wants the guys who are in the locker room now to, you know, come together as a unit and compete and figure out who the best man is. But at this point, Green Beckham is certainly going to be in the mix, expected to be a big contributor to his offense once he learns the scheme. So given someone who I'm looking at, you know, whether he works from the slot, whether he works on the outside, to be able to help the offense, because we all saw how the receiver struggled in the preseason opener last Thursday against Tampa Bay.
I'm also going to stick with the wide receiver theme, and my player to watch on Thursday night, a big giant question mark for number 17, Nelson Agholor, the Eagles' first-round draft pick in 2015, struggled to just have 23 catches last year. A high ankle sprain hampered him. You expected him to make a big push in his second NFL season. It hasn't happened to date. There is time for Agholor to get it together, boost his confidence, and make a run at the starting position for the Eagles alongside Jordan Matthews, Reuben Randall, etc. I'm looking for Nelson Agholor, who was shut out in last week's game, to have a big game against the Steelers. It's not a great secondary. It's not a great pass rush. Sam Bradford and Agholor know each other. Bradford will play perhaps into the second quarter. Nelson Agholor needs a big game in this one, folks, or else, well, we're going to see as Green Beckham comes into town and offers a challenge to this entire wide receiver core. Speaking of the offense, we've got offensive coordinator Frank Reich in here in our next segment. So stay tight, enjoy, and we're going to talk some Eagles offense on the other side when Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity returns.
Love me tender.
We can like many, but we can love only a precious few. Because it is for those precious few that you have to be willing to do so very much. But you don't have to do it alone. Lincoln Financial helps you provide for and protect your financial future. Because this is what you do for people you love. Talk to an advisor. Lincoln Financial. You're in charge.
One discovery sparks another, lighting the way for amazing achievements at Jefferson's Vicki and Jack Farber Institute for Neuroscience. With our brightest minds focused on yours, we are pioneering new hope to prevent, treat, and cure brain and spine disorders. From the nation's first brain tumor removal to the region's first neuroscience hospital, look to us for breakthroughs that are light years ahead.
Game two of the preseason tomorrow night in Pittsburgh, the Eagles at the Steelers. Joining me to discuss the Eagles offense, offensive coordinator Frank Reich. Welcome to the studio, Frank. What changes game one to game two in your mind?
You know, you're looking for another opportunity for players to show us what they have, show us the consistency, show us the playmaking ability, you know, to kind of rise up and make that play that is a defining moment in their career, in a game. Those are the kind of things you look for.
And we all have to keep in mind, Eagles fans, that the priority here and the purpose of the preseason is to go from 90 to the best 53 that you can find.
There's no question. You know, there's a lot of competition going on prior to this game. You know, it's a very competitive environment. It's the NFL, and that's what these players love. That's what we love as coaches. So, but it's always nice to test it out against another opponent. You can see a lot. We have seen a lot so far in OTAs and training camp, but this is just a heightened time to see the full speed action, you know, finishing blocks, finishing runs, finishing, you know, catches. That's really gives them a chance to shine.
A couple of players who are going to either change positions or see their first preseason action potentially. Running back Wendell Smallwood missed some time with a quad injury. Now he's hopefully going to be back on the field for a while on Thursday night. What have you seen from him?
You know, from the very beginning with Wendell, I've liked him. You know, the first thing I noticed was that he had an aptitude to be good in the protection game. Because in this league, you do so much, so many teams are, you know, you pass the ball so much. Defenses have given you such a variety of looks and packages and blitzes that as a back, if you want to get on the field, you have to know what to do. They know what to do running the football. That's a natural instinct. But he's shown an aptitude to handle the passing game well.
Is it a mentality of being physical? Is it a technique thing? Is it a combination of both?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a combination of both. There's a lot of want to in it. You know, you really got to have that desire, the willingness, the toughness, you know, just to take a guy on one-on-one. But the truth of the matter is, you know, there's a lot of knowledge, there's a lot of training that goes into it. It helps if we're going to have a one-on-one battle and there's a whole bunch of other people flying around us, if I know exactly who I'm supposed to block. And that's what you try to train the guys to do. And I think Deuce does a great job with those guys, and I think that's one of the reasons why Wendell's doing as well as he is.
And then on the offensive line, Alan Barber goes from left guard to right tackle. Isaac Seumalo comes in at left guard. What skill set has Alan shown you that makes you believe that he can play that right tackle position? And what is the different kind of skill set required?
Well, you know, Alan, as a guard, is a very, very good pass blocker as a guard. So in that respect, moving out to right tackle where there's a little bit more emphasis on pass protection, you're more on an island, there's more space between you and the defender, and so it takes a skill set in pass protection that he has and he shows, so that will help at right tackle.
And then for Isaac, playing between Jason Kelce, Jason Peters, two veterans, how will that benefit him?
You know, I think it benefits him a lot. You know, you got Jason, he's the anchor. You know, I mean, JP, he's the stud, right? He's the guy he's our leader. And then Kels is kind of the emotional, spiritual leader as well. And he, of course, as smart as they come. But and they'll help him a lot. But you know what I love about it is I love that, you know, Isaac can bring that youthful enthusiasm, you know, and I think that's the good balance that you look for in the chemistry of a team.
And it's really hard for Isaac trying to make up for that lost time in the spring, which I know he can't replace it. How's he come along as far as you've seen?
I think he's come along very well. Mentally, he's very sharp. You can tell, even though he missed the time in the spring, that he did a lot of homework and a lot of study. And then physically, you just see him getting better. You know, but like most young players, the consistency is the key. And, you know, he showed some great things in camp so far, showed some good things in the game. But there's still a few bad misses that you got to avoid those. And but I think it's looking good for Isaac.
Frank, last week the starters played 3 snaps. They took one possession into the end zone. That's a win for that group. Now Sam's going to play the first quarter, maybe into the second quarter. What can he develop in that period of time? Do you look for rhythm and consistency and just kind of sharpening his skills in a game environment?
Yeah, I mean, there's a rhythm, a tempo, as you said. A lot of it is just, some of it, even in a preseason game, is just developing that confidence. We've had a lot of really good days out here. You know, we've been going up against a pretty good defense during all OTAs and during training camp, and we've held our own real well at times. But, you know, there's nothing like doing it in live action. And one of the things that you see, even at the highest level with very great players, how important confidence is. So I just think it's important that we get a good rhythm, you know, and move the ball and score touchdowns. And this is a good opportunity for the first team to do that.
How big is it for this wide receiver group to get some catches and build some confidence? A lot of scrutiny there, as you know, and they've been asked about it every day. I imagine they want to go get away from Philadelphia, go to Pittsburgh, and put up some big numbers and just feel good about themselves.
Yeah, I mean, that's what every player is really looking to do. And, you know, these are the opportunities that players relish, you know, under the light, so to speak, even though it's preseason. So I'm sure they're ready and be up to the challenge.
We've got a new guy in town, Doriel Green Beckham. I'm not going to ask you about the player that he is. We'll find out. But how do you teach a player coming into a new system? What is the process to get him ready so that he knows enough to get on the field and play well?
Yeah, well, you know, the good news is so many of the pass concepts are similar from team to team. Really, the biggest challenge, but one of the things you got to learn quickly is the language. You know, everything's called different. So that's one thing. You know, how quickly can he assimilate and make that trend, learn a new language? You know, secondly is, even though the pass concepts are the same, some of the finer teaching points of how we run our routes are slightly different than maybe from team to team. So how he adjusts there, how he adapts to the teaching there will be the key factors.
Carson Wentz won't play. I guess he'll have a headset on the whole time and hear things?
No question. I mean,
how will that help him?
He'll be into the game. I mean, you can get into the flow of the game like that, and he's been great out of practice, you know, really kind of just watching what Sam and Chase and McLeod have been doing, kind of getting all the mental reps. And you can get more out of that than you really think. And he's obviously stayed tuned in, and you certainly miss getting the physical reps. But even being on the sideline, there is value to that.
How will the game plan change, Frank? This is a team that the Eagles are going to play in week 3 of the regular season. How much do you show?
Not a whole lot, to be honest. I mean, you definitely hold things back in general in preseason. And then when you're playing a team that you're going to play in the regular season, you hold back even more. But on the flip side is, you know, maybe you do a couple things that you're thinking that are setting something up that you want to do, you know, when you play them in the regular season. So you just go through a little bit of that. But at the end of the day, we're in the second preseason game. So we keep the offense pretty simple, because really what you want to do is you want to give the players a chance to succeed. So you don't want to do anything crazy. Keep it simple. Let them show their ability.
And let's score a lot of points against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Thursday night. Frank Reich, thanks so much for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Hi, I'm Bo Allen from the Philadelphia Eagles, and this is the Allen from Bob's Discount Furniture.
We named it after Bo.
Thanks, Bob. You're the man.
It packs some serious power. Power recline, power headrest, and USB ports. Get the sofa or console love seat in dark chocolate or light brown, an untouchable value at only $7.99 each.
I don't know how you do it, Bob, but man, do I respect it. You know how players show respect after big games?
Nope.
We swap jerseys.
Growing up, we had a basketball hoop in our driveway, and that's all I used to play with. This past August, I happened to notice a bump on my foot. So my parents and I decided that we would go to Rothman at Jefferson. We found out from a biopsy that I had an osteosarcoma, cancer. Scary, but the Rothman doctors felt so confident in what they were going to do, and it couldn't have turned out any better. The Rothman Institute at Jefferson was able to get me back on the court and back to where I wanted to be.
Mix and match any two for just $2.50 on McDonald's McPick 2 menu. Choose from a McDouble, McChicken sandwich, six-piece chicken McNuggets, or small fries. I'm loving it. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson back with you inside training camp, presented by Xfinity, as we get ready for the Pittsburgh Steelers, the first road game for the Eagles in this preseason. Chris, what's ahead?
So, coming up tomorrow, if you happen to miss that great interview that Dave just did with offensive coordinator Frank Reich, we will have that for you available first thing in the morning. And then on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, in our content section, we will profile some of the key players to watch. We've already discussed some guys on offense and defense. We'll have a few other names for you to check out. I will be joined by Joe DeCamera for the kickoff show, which begins at 6:30 p.m. That is presented by Exalta, as we will give you a half-hour rundown of who to watch and what storylines to keep an eye on. We'll be hearing from you in Pittsburgh, Alex Smith with the latest on the injury front, any other late-breaking news. So make sure you stay tuned to find out everything that's going to happen as we preview the big game with the Steelers. And then kickoff, 7 o'clock.
Another chapter coming for the Eagles in this 2016 preseason. Make sure you're with us every step of the way. For Chris McPherson, I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks so much for joining us throughout the training camp period here on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.